SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, Throwback Thursday, good, the bad, and the dumb on this date. And boy, you know, it feels like we really need this every single day. Not like we didn't need it before. We love it, but we really need it because I look forward to this now every single morning.
I do too.
Because we, you know, especially the good.
Especially the good because we need a lot of good.
A lot of good.
I mean, even today, I mean, there's, you know, the bad is, you know, you and I will have a discussion on that one. The dumb is kind of a good dumb.
All right, but the good is
karma dumb. The good of the day, and I hate to do this, but everything is pretty much coronavirus lately because everything is coronavirus related. So the good of the day is Costco announces a temporary pay raise for employees for all their hard work dealing with us animals.
Great.
So each employee, full-time and part-time, will receive a bump in pay, an extra $2 per hour in pay on their paycheck coming in mid-April, and it'll be paid in one lump sum.
Good for that. Good.
So
that's great.
I think that's fantastic. I think every store should do that because the way we're treating grocery stores right now,
I know,
is ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
And Costco is one of them. I mean, everyone's seen that viral video of a guy didn't even get a chance to wheel out the toilet paper, the pallet of toilet paper.
I know. It's crazy.
Before it was picked clean.
It's Mark Cuban had a very good tweet, and I think he's right that how companies deal with their employees during this is going to define them for a long time.
I think he's right, too.
I think he's right. I think if you're able to make a little news where you say, we didn't lay off anybody, we're giving the hard worker, we're, you know, because we're still open and we're getting, like grocery stores or whatever, we're giving them raises for putting up with all of this and for showing up every single day and
right.
doing all this. You're people are paying attention to that.
No, because basically, I mean, if you look at the other side where we're Cheesecake Factory announced to all their landlords, so all the managers of the restaurants or the ones who own Cheesecake Factory, the franchise
right.
owners, that they're not going to be paying rent.
Yeah, that's great.
No.
Oh, no.
Cheesecake Factory.
I thought you meant that they were saying that you don't have to pay rent to us.
Yeah,
or
no. The corporation is not going to be paying rent on those properties.
Terrible.
Could this be the end of Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah. No, exactly.
I don't know.
So you're kind of hoping that you know, listen, the big concerns of the mom and pops who really struggle to keep their businesses open, like they own a restaurant,
regardless,
Italian restaurant,
you know, before,
or something.
Before this happened.
Right. And now with this, it's, you know, you're really hoping that they can stay alive. But, yeah, that's good for Costco. That's great. Good for them.
Yeah, I thought
good for
so,
them.
Too.
Because I'm sure it's very, very stressful. And, you know, like, you're checking people out, and some are coughing, and you're like, what
right.
are you doing?
Well, I mean, you know, and I look at it, it's like, the only time I'll go to Costco, like my wife goes, oh, we need to do a Costco run. I'm like, okay, we got to find a time to do it midweek.
Right. I know.
I can't stand doing it on a weekend because, you know, there's people, massive amounts of people everywhere. Or I'll just say, hey, meet me at the food court. I'm having a hot dog.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, that's the best lunch deal in America.
I go for the, I literally go for the, what do you call it?
Samples.
The samples.
Yeah,
my wife does the shopping and I go, all right, what a.
Yeah. My sons and I, we cruised each one and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, sure. I'll have that.
Yeah, exactly.
Tuna, whatever it is. Cause I wouldn't buy it anyways, but you're
teriyaki chicken. Like, yeah, of course I want teriyaki chicken.
You know, sometimes my kids trick us because, I don't know if Costco cooks it better. Like I remember once it was like chicken tikka or something like that, some Indian style chicken. And both my kids were raving about it, like, oh my God, this is so good. So we're like, you know what? Okay, we're going to buy this.
We'll
all have this. And then we prepared it like it says on the package. And they're like, well, we don't like this. This is gross.
It wasn't as good as the lady who prepared it at
exactly.
the store.
Exactly. who prepared it in that little toaster oven.
Right. The little oven that she has. She's cutting it up and putting it on toothpicks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm like, do we need to serve it with toothpicks? We'll go buy some.
I'm the guy that
tastes better.
Hey, I got to get a couple of these. My wife is shopping, and they look at me and they go, "Yeah, okay,
yeah,
sure." Take
my
as
favorite,
as you want, fatty.
My favorite are always the hawks who kind of walk by and like look like, oh, she's about to take it out.
Yeah, she's about
stand
to take
right
the bagel pizzas.
Yep, I'm going to stand right here and just stare at her until she is done.
That's right. I don't like. By the way. Those of you who do the sampling, I know you want to sell salsa. I don't really need you to sample salsa.
No. We don't need
the different stuff. I need the stuff that's lazy. You just crack open a can of salsa, dump it in those little cups with some chips. Mm-hmm. That's lazy. I know you want to sell salsa. I get it. Give me something I normally would not buy and prepare it and watch my eyes glow.
Right. On top of that, there always needs to be a permanent station that is offering some sort of beverage.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Because when you walk around and you're trying all the different foods, I get a little parched.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me some
sparkling whatever.
Yeah. Give me some watermelon soda or whatever the heck you're
trying. I mean, I'm never going to buy it.
You're pitching.
I'll never buy it, but you know what? I'm thirsty. I'll drink it right now.
Without a question.
Should we take it a step further and say there always needs to be a dessert cart?
Exactly.
You know, whether it's just chocolate, because those are the best. Because
I went to one.
Because if it's chocolate, they give you the whole piece.
That's right. That's right.
It's fantastic.
I went to one where they did mini banana, what is it called? Banana splits.
Oh, you're
kidding? Little tiny banana splits.
God.
Yeah, it was. No, don't get me wrong. It wasn't gigantic. It was, they had a little ice cream, a little syrup, a little couple slices of banana.
Right.
They were trying to promote, and the little whipped cream. They were trying to promote it, like all of it. Right. Like,
right.
Get some bananas. Get some of this. Get some of this. Get some of this.
But here's the rule, Tony. You there is no limit for you.
Yeah,
so
you
can keep going back until you've had an entire banana split.
That's right.
That's the secret. They can't say no to you. They'll give you that stink eye look, but they can't say no to you.
That's right. They can't. Exactly. All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that the sanctity of marriage is being tested right now.
I can only imagine.
Lawyers are expecting divorce rates to skyrocket.
Skyrocket, yeah.
Due to couples self-isolated with each other. Now, all right, I find issue with this because if you decided to embark on the sanctity of marriage, then that needs to be with someone that you said, you know what? Yes, I am giving my life to you. I don't know why being in isolation would deter that.
Yeah, there is a romantic angle to this, to marriage, but...
Listen, I sit there a couple of times.
Did you ever think in that you would be with somebody all the time?
I'm fine with that.
I
look at it this way. Sometimes the kids are just getting in the way.
No, there's no doubt. Listen, I understand where people are. Look, some people marry and they think this is the right person and it isn't the right person.
The career men and women.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, the only reason I'm saying this is because it's not in my thing. I'm happily married. I know people who are in miserable marriages. Miserable. They married the wrong person. They married too young. They married the wrong person.
They're not marriage material. Maybe this guy has the guy has a side piece that he can't see anymore because he's in quarantine.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, look, and I know people who've gotten divorced who said, look, it was expensive, but it was the best thing that happened to me. Not everybody. Some people got divorced and it was miserable. They lost their kids. They lost a lot of money. They, you know, the relationship was soured enough that it made them depressed. But I do know some friends who married somebody else and said, you know what? It took me until I was 38, but I found the right person.
Yeah, so, but I mean,
I don't know.
I
understand when people go, shoot, I wasn't really into this marriage before. Now I'm really not into this marriage now.
I don't want to think that. You know, because 2 months of isolation, that it's going to skyrocket.
Well, my thought is that if you were happily married before this and you're not happily married after this, go seek counseling to refine what you were missing during the quarantine. But if you were miserable before and you're even more miserable now, this is just exacerbating the fact that you probably were getting a divorce anyway.
Yep.
But if you were like holding hands with your wife or husband and you loved him and or her and you would die for them, and by the end of this you couldn't wait to get rid of them, that you just like, my God, I am praying for the end of time so I can end my time with you, as Meatloaf once said. Then you need to reevaluate where it went wrong. Like, you probably need to sit with a counselor, right? I'm not one to give marriage advice, but that's basically, you know, what you should be. But if you couldn't stand the person before this when they were at the office 14 hours a day, and now you can't even stand them more, you're probably destined for the divorce in the first place. Anyway.
It's just, I don't know. I want to believe in love, Tony.
Oh, you should.
I want to believe in love.
There's a lot of people. Listen, here's the deal. My parents have been married for 50 years, right? And I swear, they act like they're still dating.
Yeah.
It's the most awesome thing in my life. When I go see them and they, like, Chris Rock has a funny joke where he's like, he says, when you're with your woman and you've been together for a long time and you're with a new couple, and he goes, you go out to a restaurant and you stare at the guy and you go, oh my God, he's actually listening to what she has to say. Like, that's hilarious. Like, my parents do everything together. They love doing stuff together. They watch the same shows together. They go to amusement parks together. They go to the beach together. They're willing to try new things together. And if it stinks, they don't care. Like, you know, my wife and I do watch different shows, but we try to do as many things together as we can.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, same here. You know, you have your space.
I got the believe in love thing.
Got to believe in love.
So I hope
no divorce skyrocketing. Come on, lawyers.
It's not true.
I think lawyers are just looking for extra angles of money.
And don't worry, you'll make it worse.
You'll be able to sue coronavirus when this is all over. Don't worry
about it. Exactly. I don't want to see any TV ads that are like, hi, are you and your spouse on the ends after being quarantined for the last 4 months?
Yeah.
Here at Johnson & Johnson, we'll take care of that divorce for you. No problems. I'll fight for you to make sure you get everything coming to you. We got low rates on divorce without any hidden fees. So if quarantine has you thinking separation, think Johnson & Johnson, right? That kind of thing. I don't want to see those ads. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, it's actually two. I'm going to point them out because I'm going to say these are coronavirus idiots.
All right.
Because these guys personify dumb. What's wrong with America's youth sometime. There was a man who filmed himself licking items at a Walmart, and he was promptly arrested and charged with terrorism.
Of course.
God bless him.
God bless him. God bless whoever came up with that charge.
Yeah. And then on top of that, there was this little thing called the Coronavirus Challenge. I don't know if we ever talked about it on the show.
No, I don't think we talked about it, but I know what it is. Yeah.
So, you know, there was one where there was an attractive woman licking an airplane toilet seat.
Oh, God, why would you do that?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm going to skip to there was a man who filmed himself licking a public toilet. And this, I'm not sure where he was, but this toilet, you could totally tell this was a public toilet that, you know, you think twice about sitting on.
What are they getting out of doing this?
But on top of that, this man who did lick a public toilet has contracted coronavirus.
Of course. I mean, oh my God.
So for all you kids out there, this is the Tony and Ron PSA. Coronavirus challenge, don't do it. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid. But stupid. What are you getting out of this? Like,
clicks.
Is that it? That's likes. The only thing is people want to see you do this.
Exactly. And people are going to like it. And maybe they'll get follows.
Oh, my God.
Because that's what we need. We need follows.
It's awful. It's
we
so
need
awful.
Likes to our page.
Unbelievable.
So I'm going to lick a toilet seat.
So dumb. And it's probably one of the better dumb stories that we've had on this segment.
Yeah.
Licking toilet seats.
Licking toilet seats.
God, I never thought you'd have to tell people not to do that.
Or licking items in the store. I mean, you know, yes, that's a terroristic threat. We don't know if you have coronavirus. Maybe you're negative. You know, we don't know. But in this day and age, you just can't go around just licking stuff.
I heard there's a new thing where kids are going into stores coughing like crazy.
Yes.
Like stop that.
I was going to bring that up too. You know, I was going to save that for another date.
Oh, God.
Of idiots with coronavirus. But yeah, there was like two people who went into the store, coughed on the employee saying they had coronavirus. Those two were properly arrested and charged with terroristic threats.
Good. They should be.
Like this is, I mean, if you're doing that, that's terrorism.
That's exactly right. All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Throwback Thursday. It's SB Nation AM.